My son asked me to play that and I said, yes, I promise you, and he's listening now, so it had to be done, sorry. I don't understand the skibbity thing, but it's a big thing for the kids.
It's massive. It's another language, Casey, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
He's talking in skibbities and rizzes.
Yeah.
And everything is bussin'.
Everything in my house is Sigma.
Sigma, bussin', skibbity. What? And now he started to talk to me like he's doing this. Okay, whatever.
He's doing noises at you.
Like, have you turned into a Farangi from Star Trek or something? Yeah, what's going on?
But if it makes you feel any better, it's happening in
my
house.
Yeah, listen, you do whatever you do. And I think this is happening in every house.
It is happening in every house.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's their own language. Sigma,
oh, no.
Sigma, that's all I ever get.
This is their version of cant. Do you know what cant is?
Is it that kind of like speaking in tongues sort of, or code?
Yeah, it very much is.
Yeah.
Cant is ancient Irish traveller speak.
Okay.
It probably comes from the Irish word canch to speak, but cant is when travellers were negotiating with settled people hundreds of years, this is going back. They created their own language so they could confuse your man they were buying a horse off or whatever. Gershtafine over there, who signed the word to be your.
Like, oh, yeah, okay.
So your man wouldn't have a clue what's going on. It's like, you distract him.
Yeah.
I'll get the price down.
Yeah.
It was that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
like
trading. The kids have their own version.
They do, lads.
A skibbity cant.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying because I don't know what's going on.
Me neither.
Did I tell you my young fella maxed out my credit card?
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I bought him some. Are they called V-Bucks? No. What are the things in Fortnite?
Oh, yeah, I know. I can't think what they're called, but I know what you mean.
Are V-Bucks Fortnite?
Is
yeah, they are.
They are,
yeah.
V-Bucks or Fortnite.
There's Robux, which is for Roblox.
Yeah, that's it. You're right.
And the V-Bucks.
Is Fortnite, yeah.
The characters in Caleb's game of Fortnite have nicer clothes than I have.
Does he kit them out?
He has spent more money on clothes in the last year than I have.
Virtual clothes.
Virtual. Oh, yeah. New shields and weaponry and everything. But he wanted them, and I put my card on the system, and I said, okay, well, I'll get this for you now. And it's like $8.99 for 2,000 V-Bucks, and he can buy loads of things.
Okay.
But there's certain parts of the game that you can't progress unless you have this weaponry.
Okay.
It's very smart the way they do it. It's, it's milk parents, like
it is,
idiots like me. But I left my card on it.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. I left my card on it, and he knew.
Press.
No, I only have a small limit on the credit card because I'm stupid with money.
Yeah. But still, he maxed it.
He maxed the whole thing out.
When did you find out?
I was trying to charge up the car up in Mayo. I was trying to charge my car in Mayo. I was like, no funds. Yeah. And I checked the account, and he'd put, I don't know, like €220.
Oh,
of V-Bucks, he bought like 35,000. I don't know how many. He just kept clicking. He didn't know what he was doing. But he has everything that you can buy it for. I'm like, Caleb, you can't do this. The bank have taken my credit card now. They might take the house.
At least when you sleep at night, you'll be happy in the knowledge that all of those characters are kitted out really well.
They've got
thanks
the best kit in the world.
Oh, lads.
Yeah.
Fun and games.
Yeah. He said he's going to pay me back. I'm like, yeah, but how? How? You're 7.
Did he say I'm going to pay you back?
He's going to pay me back. He has no concept. They have no concept of money or
not
value.
Not at all. No.
They don't know what it is.
No.
They just skibbity.
Absolutely.
That's their world at the moment. And we left them at it. But anyway. So I'm after getting a weekend job in Dunn's anyway. So doing a bit of extra Saturday and Sunday. Bit of food delivery just to pay the bill.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Will we go for it? It's the 7 today. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for waking up with Cork's good times. This is Red FM. Give us 20 minutes and I'll sort out your January with €75,000. Colin Farrell on the front of the Sun with both his bushy eyebrows looking absolutely spectacular. wins Best Acted Award. Yeah. So Golden Globe special. Again, paper is a bit slow with this because it happened yesterday
it
morning.
It did, but as like I have a lot of stuff in VIPs from the Golden Globes because it only kind of starts to filter through yesterday. It was starting to filter through. So it's still all over the media. Even this morning, I had a look and there's still stuff from the Golden Globes.
Was there anything interesting?
There was a lot of talk about the host, as there always is. And there was a lot of people saying, bring back Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, Ricky won't do it again. He's done it. How many times did he do the Golden Globes? Three or four times?
I think he did five times, they were saying last night. He's done it five times, but they won't bring it back.
What was the absolutely spectacular roasting when he destroyed Hollywood? Was that the Golden Globes?
It was the Golden Globes.
Right,
and
okay.
he talked about all of the really big tech companies.
Yeah.
And
Epstein gets a mention. Yeah.
Absolutely. He just he did not care. It was like no holes barred. He just lashed into them all, and most of them were sitting in the room.
That was about 5 years ago. Was it four or five years ago?
People are saying
it's the greatest Teddy moment.
We want more of that because if you don't have much of that, you know, it's kind of boring. And then there was a lot of people saying that Hollywood is kind of on the skids.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's fallen apart over
there. There wasn't a huge amount of films that people had heard of. I got, obviously, The Penguin, Colin Farrell, we have an interest in that anyway. But there was some interesting chatter online about the Golden Globes last night.
I've seen a brilliant clip of a fella from Japan, an actor from Japan, and he won the Golden Globe for the show that he was in.
That's right, I've seen it, yeah.
And he's the most adorable thing.
He really is.
He just gets up, he's like, you don't know me, I'm from Japan, I'm actor, thank you so much.
It's so cute. I love that.
And he just bowed in front of everybody and they're just such lovely people.
I can't think what the film was for, but I did see that clip.
Yeah. This bad weather it's been ropey enough across Cork.
Has.
Horrific in Carlow and Kildare.
Kilkenny,
all of those areas.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, I mean, whatever we got, multiplied by 100 up there.
Yeah.
But over in the UK, they're getting lashed out of it as well.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this, because a load of people got stuck in a pub.
People are snowed in at Britain's highest pub after ignoring weather warnings. An Arctic blast sent temperatures well below freezing in North Yorkshire on Saturday the 4th. But this didn't stop more than 30 customers trekking to Tan Hill. Despite amber warnings of snow, customers still went for a drink at the weekend and are still holed up in the world-famous boozer. 32 guests and 6 members of staff are currently snowed in.
They've been there since Saturday.
They're going to be fighting over kegs now at this stage. They must have run out.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's worse places you could get stuck though, isn't there?
That sounds quite nice, doesn't it?
Does.
You know, if you had the fire on and you were like, you know,
sing song if there was a few instruments around, get a few tunes going.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like after a day, you're probably going, I want to go home.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
All right, let's check in with the Vibs, the old showbiz crack. What is going on, Vic?
Okay, I've got loads of Golden Globe gossip because it was all over the internet yesterday. The 82nd Golden Globes, they've kind of been criticised. I was saying this earlier because there just wasn't huge. It was a bit boring.
Mm-hmm.
They had Nikki Glaser. Do you know her? She's an American.
I know the name. I wouldn't know much about her. Yeah.
Comedian. Now, I thought she was quite good. She tried the edgy thing. I think I have a clip there of Nikki Glaser. She tried the edgy thing, put in a few jokes that were dodgy. Have a listen to this one.
And Challengers Girl. Oh my God, it was so good. I mean, that movie was more sexually charged than Diddy's credit card.
So there was a lot of that kind of stuff and just calling out people all around the room. But the general consensus was, it was a bit boring, and there wasn't many huge films, you know, that people knew about. I guess it's TV and films. I think the Golden Globes, isn't it? It's a mix.
Yeah.
It's like the BAFTAs, I guess, in America. The other thing that went really viral yesterday was a look that Zendaya gave Selena Gomez's fiance Benny Blanco. So basically, she was in front of them. She was walking through the room, and the camera just caught her turn around and give Benny Blanco an absolutely terrified look.
Okay.
Now, it could be one of those things where she just had a look on her face. It didn't really mean anything, but it has gone massively viral. So you might see a bit about that. Nobody has said anything about that situation. The only thing I will say is I watched Selena Gomez dragging Benny Blanco around the room like a naughty little boy. It was bizarre.
It was like a lost child.
Exactly.
You know, when security find a child in Manhattan Point and they're walking around with him.
It was literally like that.
The child is kind of sobbing but knows he's safe enough. He'll find his mammy in a minute.
That's exactly what it was.
And she was looking around just going,
where are we going to sit?
It was bizarre.
Come here, is Ariana Grande all right?
Well,
it's just like, I've seen a load of clips and interviews from her, and it's like she's been dropped on planet Earth from Mars.
I know it is.
And
yeah,
she's seeing things for the first time.
She's looking around the place like
she's
that.
She's like, oh my God, everything's amazing.
Yeah.
Is she opening her?
She probably is. I don't know.
And like, she's on life, obviously.
She's on life. That's exactly what I mean. She is on life. But she had a bit of a cringe interview with a male E! News presenter called Malin. He tried to get her to sing while he was interviewing her. Obviously, she was at the Golden Globes for Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of said that she's moving away from the singing a little bit now. But have a listen.
I'm going to start colouring in rainbows. That's my new job.
What's the song? Because I want you to sing for me a little bit.
Oh my goodness.
I want a little song. I'll sing with you.
No, what should we sing? I want you to start.
Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Okay, you're there.
All you have to
do still in Oz.
Is call. You've got a friend. How's that?
Perfect.
Thank you. Woo! I'm going to be opening for Ariana, who's not going on tour, by the way. Just let you know that, because I know the fans want you to go on tour, but it's about acting.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. Yeah, it was. I guess it was. You had to watch it, but it was pretty cringe. Didn't want to sing, so she made him sing, and then he didn't know what to sing, so he just plucked a song from absolute obscurity.
Just make it up and go for the best.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, I forgot to tell you, Zendaya and Tom Holland are apparently engaged to be married.
Ah, that's lovely.
Isn't it? They're a lovely couple.
They are a lovely couple, but she has to put him up in a keg of Murphy's to kiss him, though. That's
with KC. Love waking up in court.
Do you know who we didn't give a shout out to yesterday?
Who?
And we should have done an honorary shout out.
To be world champ.
Luke the Nuke is world champion, and this is the question I have for you. He has done that at 17.
When I was 17.
What did you achieve when you were 17 years of age? What have you done? Has anyone done a nuke littler?
A nuke littler.
A nukey. No.
When I was 17, studying for the Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
I had a proper girlfriend as
no
well.
No way.
Long
was
term.
She real?
Long, oh, she was, yeah.
Long term.
Well, she replaced...
Was she real?
Yeah, yeah.
Met her on holidays.
Pump
up doll.
Pump up Penelope.
Dude.
Yeah. Old Penelope brought her down to her tires because I blew a hole in her.
Oh, yeah. Casey.
Had to get her patched up. But to me, she was real.
To you, she was real.
She was, yeah. It's been going out with the plastic dolls ever since then.
Absolutely. That was me when I was 17. Where were you when you were 17 last year, Kelly?
Last year. You make me feel young. I won a Fesh Matthew competition when I was 17.
Did you?
So I feel like, you know, me and Luke, we're on the same level.
Absolutely. 17, Rory, where were you?
Worst of my pimples at hanging around snooker halls.
Snooker halls. When there was nothing else for doing.
Bursting me pimple.
That's so satisfying. I actually kind of miss pimples just from that, like, know, simple thing.
Yeah.
They were happy days. Yeah. You were 17, Vic. Where were you? What were you doing?
I was at sixth form college. Living at home with me, ma'am. And I had a boyfriend as well.
Was he real?
He was real.
He was real. Well done.
Matchy friends with him still on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
All right. Has anybody achieved anything at 17? Anything remarkable? Where were you and what were you doing? You might be 17 now. You might have achieved, I don't know, you might have won something spectacular.
Yeah.
I want to hear from you. 0868 104 106.
Morning, Casey, Vic, Rory and Kelly. Very happy new year to you all. I'm not 100%, but I was nearly sure I was 17, if not 16. The year, again, not 100%, scarred for life, 1994. But I won the Uncle Ben's All-Ireland cookie competition. With my dish, lamb courgette pilaf, scarred for life.
Again,
I want to know if she ever made it since.
It's just a drop into us, actually, doesn't it?
I was just going to say, I want to taste this.
Oh, it's a great story.
never, ever, ever take food that's sent in. Yeah, just, I told you that story before. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not that we don't trust you, Linda, but thanks.
Yeah.
At 17, I was dating my husband.
Wow.
After 3 months, he invited me to his sister's wedding, which was 7 months away, and I told him, don't be getting ahead of yourself. We might not be together at that stage. 29 years later, two beautiful kids later.
Oh, I love that.
Love that, Tara. What else have you got, Faith?
Well done. Morning all. At 17, I was kitting out in Nike Air Max and hoodies, bush drinking on the shaky bridge.
Nothing's changed. Dave.
Dave's still there.
Nice.
When I was 17, I went to stay with my aunt in Munich for the summer. One of the best summers of my life. You always remember the summers where you go away for the first time.
Yeah.
Never forget it. From Maeve. I was in Sir Henry's most weekends at 17, says someone else here. Can't tell you much about it. Great crack though, from Sean. My son at 17 won the under 18 World Road Bowling Championship in Armagh.
Oh yeah, road bowling, well done.
From Owen. I had my girl Emma at 17. She's 28 now. The same girl was in my womb at the Oasis concert in Cork in 1996. Wow. We were lucky to get tickets for that year too. It's her first.
They've got tickets for this year.
And this year too.
Oh,
so her first gig was in your belly at Oasis, and now you're going together all these years later.
Denise.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Vic, what have you got over there? Poor old Vic got very upset over something here.
Yeah, I have two or three. Hi all, I was also a mum at 17 with my husband now. Yesterday was our 18th wedding anniversary. We've been together for 22 years.
Beautiful.
Our eldest daughter turning 21 on the 3rd of February. Middle daughter turned 16 on the 2nd of Jan. That's from Delan. I think that's such a beautiful story. My 17-year-old son signed for an Irish professional football contract in Limerick and was then called to England for trials. He was successful and will be moving to England in June.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Superb. Best of luck.
Aluna. Hi, lads. At 17, I was homeless. 20 years later now, I own my own home, Catherine.
Oh, my God.
I'm so pleased for you, Catherine.
Catherine, that's incredible.
It's giving me all the feels this morning now.
She gets weepy over there. I swear to God.
I'm a mum. It's what happens when you become a mum.
No, the hormones, everything changes, everything
affects. Everything.
Catherine, very proud of you. Well done.
So
thanks,
am I.
Thanks for all your 17 stories. I think we'll have to do that again some morning.
I think we will too, yeah.
All right. Rory, take it away. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, buddy. I heard the Canadian Prime Minister resigned. I don't know if it's Trudeau.
That is brilliant.
Way to start.
Oh man, he means business.
That's the best. I had to bring my pet lizard back to the store last week. Just kept on telling me stupid jokes. They never told me it was a stand-up chameleon.
Hey!
Well, these are good.
I asked my wife if I was the only one she has ever been with. She said yes, the other ones were at least a 7 or an 8.
It's Avian here. Why was 6 afraid of 7? 7, 8, 9.
Hey!
Avian wins.
Oh, yes, Avian wins, dad gags.
Well done,
Avian. Well done, Avian.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM, a good time anthem, a shanty, and Fat Joe. Fat Joe, man.
Fat Joe, I haven't heard of him for ages. Where's he been? What's he doing?
Fat Joe is, you know what, funny enough, Joe, he's not that fat at all. He used to be huge. He lost a load of weight.
Oh, did he?
That song was so big back in the day.
It was massive.
That's a big Stevie G tune.
What's he called now if he's lost loads of weight?
He's looking fairly decent, Joe, actually.
Slim Joe.
He's a lovely man, Fat Joe.
Did you meet him?
No, I never met him. I just read about him.
Yeah.
He has a son. He was in a relationship with this woman and they found out they were going to have a kid together. And then they found out after some scans that their baby was going to be born Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
But the mother didn't want to have anything to do with the kid. And she wanted to put him up for adoption.
Right.
She said, I'm not raising a baby with that condition. So she abandoned them. The little boy was born and Fat Joe raised his son on his own.
Fat Joe, you're a legend.
And his little boy, well, his little boy's now probably 18 or 19.
Ah, that's a beautiful story.
And there's always lovely photographs that pop up of...
I must try and follow him, actually. I'll follow him.
Yeah, just you know, decent skins like
that,
you know? Anyway, that was Fat Joe and Ashanti. How's that for now? Good time anthem. Yeah, where are we going? That was... Bopping in the
club.
I 2003. Oh, jeez. You'd have to throw me out
all right,
under 2000, the bus.
Was it okay. Early 2000s?
I'm going to give it 2002.
All right, yeah.
Fat Joe and Ashanti. That's another name. Where did Ashanti,
Ashanti go to? Yeah. She just got married, I think, or else something happened with her. I can't remember. She was on
Fat Joe and Ashanti, 2002.
Oh, you were close.
Close enough. Close, but no cigar. Let it go, Vic. Let it go.
Let what go?
Just let it go.
What?
That's what it says in the front of the papers here. Enoch Burke has restarted his school protest yesterday.
He
turned up with a woolly hat and a jacket, which is good because it's pretty cold out there now. So, Met Aaron said, the Arctic blast lasting until Friday will see freezing fog and bitter temperatures, and they're quite concerned that Enoch won't be warm enough as he stands outside the school again.
Lads.
He's just after doing, was he 100 days or something in the joy?
And did he just sit there over Christmas and go, I know exactly what I'm going to do on the 6th of January?
He wasn't there over, as soon as the school opened,
January.
He's back and he's doing his thing. He said, I'm not protesting, I'm reporting for work.
Oh, listen, he just doesn't get it, does he?
Like,
he's not understanding the situation there, Casey, is he? Do we need to give him a buzz?
No.
Have a chat.
Do you know what? I'd actually love to talk to him.
So would I. Let's try and get him on the show.
I don't think he'd take a call, though.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Do you know what? I honestly don't know what your views are on the Enoch Burke thing, but I think, like, I don't think he should have been fired.
No, well,
you know, he has the right to have his beliefs, as I do, as you do, as everybody does.
Yeah.
And they should be respected within reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think he should have lost his job. That's just my view.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know?
I just think you have to kind of move with the times, and you have to mould yourself to whatever is going on in the environment that you work in.
Yeah. No, he is from a evangelical Christian family, and they have their beliefs in the same way that other people from other religions have their beliefs.
Yeah.
And like, you gotta have a happy medium of respect. If you don't agree with something, try and get on.
And don't
try and move on.
Don't behave like a boomerang. Don't keep coming back. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he's lost his job. I don't know. I gotta admire the persistence of the man.
Absolutely.
You know, on that side of it.
He's got staying power, all right, yeah.
Anyway, more on that with Prendeville at 9 o'clock this morning if you want to get in contact with him. Hey, I wake
up. Waking up in Cork, Red FM Breakfast with KC.
We've got 75 grand for you to win in 15 minutes. Hang on.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Who have you got there, Vic?
I have the gorgeous Tina in Connor.
Tina. We meet again, Tina.
I'm not gorgeous this morning, guys. I'm just going to say that now.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Oh, it's freezing.
I know, yeah.
Seriously, what's going on?
How many dressing gowns have you on?
I'm actually, you'll be proud of me, Casey. I'm sitting here in my Man United fleece, keeping me lovely and toasty. Oh.
Man United, eh? Okay. Congratulations. I love the way the Man United heads are all celebrating like mad over a draw from the weekend.
It's a small victory, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't be getting excited.
Do you know what? Credit where credit's due. You played really well on Sunday, and if you just do that all the time, but
we might stay in the league we're in.
You never know.
There you go.
It's squeaky bum time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been like that for a long time, though.
Vic, come on. That's what I meant. All right, well, we get you some money there, Tina, will we? Get you two tickets for Anfield. Go and see what a real football match is like, buddy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Where was the Eurovision held in Cork?
Mill Street.
Can you tell me, Lewis Capaldi is from what country?
Scotland.
Off the Wall was a classic album by what late singer? Off the Wall.
Michael Jackson.
Question number 4. Australian ray gun was in the Olympics for what?
Oh, breakdancing.
Ardal O'Hanlon played what famous Irish priest?
Bob Dougal.
Question number 6. In Cork, what is the gatch? Is it a walk or is it a drink? It's a walk. Question number 7. What county is Electric Picnic happening every year?
County Leash.
Question number 8. What nationality is Jurgen Klopp?
Is he Dutch?
Question number 9. Becoming is the name of what American woman's memoir? Becoming.
Beyonce.
And question number 10. Paul McGann and Richard E. Grant co-starred in what 80s cult movie classic?
Paul McGann and Richard E. Grant.
I can drink double what you can.
Yes. No, not a clue on that one.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know it?
I do, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Classic.
You were a student in a flat somewhere in England watching it with all your buddies. Whitnail and I.
Yeah.
It was the name of the film. Yeah.
Great film.
Richard E. Grant was in Cork over the Christmas.
He was. He was in East Cork.
He was down in West Cork, yeah, I think so, yeah.
He was down in, where was he?
He was over in Ballymaloe. Yeah, he's very good friends with Clodagh McKenna.
Yeah, I've seen him. He put up a load of posts saying he absolutely fell in love with Cork. Yeah, and well, why wouldn't you?
What's not to love, lads?
I can't love that man anymore. Okay, the memoir, Becoming is the name of a memoir by...
Is it Brittany?
It's Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah. I would have got that wrong too.
I knew that after.
Jürgen Klopp is German, by the way. You got everything else correct.
Well done, Tina.
Tina, we'll talk another day. In the meantime, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And for the love of God, woman, take that top off you.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.